This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, September 13th. Well, the latest USDA report is out and traders are reacting. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Todd Horwitz.
The first thing we want to talk about is the overall results of the USDA report. And of course, they were well overstocked and well over bearish into these markets. And I think that's kind of the reaction that you're seeing, is that the USDA had really got anybody into fear. I think that they're up to in the 174, 175 bushel per acre. And of course, that became a little bit ridiculous, forcing prices into ridiculous lows. What is the reality of the overall picture? And we talk about imports versus exports and where we're going to go here. And I think that corn itself has found a level of some support and looks to be a buy at almost any dip.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 7 1/4 at 418 and 3/4. September corn was down 5 1/2 at 336 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged again from 490 to 520. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 7, ranging from 516 and 3/4 to 561 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 0.5 point, ranging from 731 and 3/4 to 751 and 3/4. Live cattle for October were down 92.5 cents at 106.35. And September feeder cattle were down 47.5 cents at 147.80. September Class 3 milk was up 14 cents at 1636. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.